Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. A mass casualty incident in Baltimore after a catastrophic collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Many drivers left in bitter cold waters. Laura Winters reports.
Dramatic video shows a cargo ship hitting a bridge in Baltimore and the entire span collapsing with people in their cars going straight down into the water, a rescue effort ongoing at this hour.
Governor Wes Moore now declaring a state of emergency in the wake of the disaster. Kylie lives close to the bridge and describes what it was like when the span came down.
My room was shaking. I sat up real fast, held onto my bed. I thought it was an earthquake happening.
Again, the incident being treated as a mass casualty event. Earlier plans to host a delegation from Israel in Washington are now on ice. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called off the visit in protest of a new U.S.-backed resolution for a ceasefire in Gaza. Meanwhile, Donald Trump now urging Israel to bring its war with Hamas in Gaza to an end. USA's John Schaefer with details.
Speaking to Israel Hayom, Trump cautioned that Israel's international support is waning due to the increasing civilian casualties in Gaza. He also took aim at the Israeli government for its publicity of the military campaign and the resulting devastation from its ground operation.
Los Angeles Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani is flatly denying any involvement in an alleged illegal gambling operation. The star spoke publicly with reporters about the developing scandal for the first time on Monday.
So I never bet on baseball or any other sports, or never have asked somebody to do it on my behalf.
Through an interpreter, Ohtani said he's very sad someone close to him would be accused of theft and illegal sports betting. He called his ex-interpreter a liar. This is USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Texas public safety commanders say their officers will only be permitted to make arrests when they see immigrants crossing the Rio Grande River into Texas illegally. A spokesman for the Texas Department of Public Safety clarified Monday. However, opponents say promises like that do not square with what's written in the law. They claim Texas state officers will still be able to profile people on the streets in Texas if they see fit to do so. A federal appeals court has put the law on hold as lawsuits play out. Donald Trump says he can now secure a lower bond as he appeals his New York civil fraud trial, with an appeals court reducing the bond from $450 million to $175 million and granting him 10 days to pay.
We'll put up cash or bond very quickly, secure this cash or bond, whatever it is.
Trump alleges judicial corruption and criticizes criticizes Attorney General Letitia James, the ruling prevents James from immediately collecting on the judgment. Famed hip-hop star Sean Diddy Combs being implicated in a federal sex trafficking investigation with family members reportedly detained during a raid on Monday. Agents with Homeland Security executed search warrants on the rapper's homes in both Miami and Los Angeles. The federal probe into Diddy may be tied to a pair of recent lawsuits, one which accuses him of sex trafficking, and the other dealing with sex with minors. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Bill Martinez.
Six minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Debbie Withnow is going to be joining us. She's the president of iVoter Guide, a division of American Family Association Action. Debbie, welcome to the show. Good to have you back with us.
I'm pleased to be here.
Well, I want to talk about the importance of Christian voting in 2024. Christians are being marginalized. We're called Christian nationalists. We're maligned in so many ways because the left sees the potentiality of Christian voting as being quite deleterious to their agenda.
And but yet we can't sit at home and let them, you know, lock us in the church. We've got to be out there and be salt and light. So we need to, yeah.
Yeah. Well, to your point, America is where it's at right now because the church checked out. And keep in mind that America would not have happened without the church. So its foundational principles and its roots go deep into the church. And the church needs to understand that. And they need to activate and participate in what's going on. This idea that, that they're not to, they're not to participate in their civic responsibility. Jesus himself made it quite clear that there is a civic responsibility for the church, is there not?
Oh, absolutely and completely. God created government, and he commanded people to, to choose. In fact, but even back in Exodus, choose for yourselves leaders who fear men, men of truth, who hate dishonest gain, to be leaders over you. And then in Romans 13, he created civil government and tells us to be a part of that. Well, we have the blessing in America of being a part of a republic where we get to choose who represents us, and
exactly.
we can't delegate that to anybody else. It really lies on each of us as a Christian to be good steward of that responsibility, and that's why iVoter Guide stepped in to give good information to those Christians before they vote, so you can really know what those candidates stand for before you check their box.
And we're gonna touch on that a little bit further, but I think it's important for just a moment if we just land here on the roots of voting, the Democratic Republic, how it came about, the influence of the church and the faith leaders. Initially, Debbie, when people were elected to office, they had to demonstrate that they were believers, that they read the Bible, so that they were pursuers of the truth, that their foundation was right. And how far we've missed that point. I mean, to the degree now that it's about, checking the cultural boxes. There's no consideration for truth and morality anymore. And then, I think it's quite comical and ironic that the same people will say, well, the country is in chaos. Well, we've untethered ourselves from the truth and God. What did you think was going to happen?
Well, they're wanting their agenda to happen as they try to get both sides of that box to swing their way. And we've got to gosh, God, we get back to the roots of,
exactly.
of the biblical faith. And we've got to be a participant, be salt and light. Really, that is what we're called to be. And you can't sit at home and not be a part of that. So, you know, if you're in a church that's not getting people civically engaged, that's talking about who are your leaders and what are the policies of the day and what does the Bible say about these issues, then you need to either learn it for yourself, change churches, talk to your church leadership about educating you. You know, it's just bad what's going on. But we can make a difference.
And you can do it in a small Bible study. You know, and I understand, you know, some churches, I mean, it's amazing to me. They've been scared into thinking. I mean, it's kind of reminiscent a bit of how elephants are trained. You know, when they're babies, they put a metal bracelet and metal chain around them that secures them. And so they're so conditioned by that bracelet and that metal chain that when they become adults, all they have to do is put a rope around their leg and the memory of that chain is transferred into that rope, and they don't even try to break away. I mean, sometimes, you know, you have people in the circus say, we don't even tie them down. We don't even have to. We just put the rope on them, and that secures them. That's just enough. And this is really what's happened in part to America's churches, is they've been conditioned to think, falsely so, that somehow the churches would lose their tax exemption if they spoke out about these cultural issues. And, of course, we have you know, the former president, Lyndon Baines Johnson, to think about that, because he scared the churches into thinking, even to this day, that that's viable. But, Debbie, even to this day, there's never been one church that has lost its tax exemption because it got involved in cultural events. Has there been?
Oh, that's true. And, in fact, there are hundreds of pastors that I think they do it annually, will give a political message and send the recording to the IRS. And nothing happens. So
yes.
It's really that conditioning, and you're right. It's, we've got to counter that. And it's they've co-opted or diseducated people in separation of church and state. Well, it's not what they said it was supposed to be. And in fact, the Supreme Court recently overturned the law that was, you know, remember we heard about, you can't talk about Christmas at church, and you have to say happy holidays, and the nativities came down. Well, they overturned the ruling that caused those things to be successful. So there is a group out there that's now going back and trying to put up those nativities and trying to educate. But as you're saying, it's an educational process, and the rope was around the foot of the elephant, and it's going to take a lot to retrain us that we can be salt and light. We need to be salt and light. We have to be to turn this nation around.
Well, you know, the point is that was God serious or not? Did he really mean that we were to be salt and light? And this is the deal. I mean, it's the same lie that came, you know, from the Garden of Eden. Did God really say? See, and these liberals and those who do not believe in God, that have a different agenda, who think that they know better than God. Of course, you know, we read in the Bible that when they come up with these ideas, God laughs. But unfortunately, it is, I'm sure, comical for God to listen to some of these humanistic ideas. But it's up to us, the people of faith, to reinforce the truth, to say, we're not going to go along with this. This is insane. And what are they going to do to us? Go ahead.
I was going to say, part of it is really learning your Bible. And learning what God says, because so many people just, you know, they take what their pastor says. You got to study for yourself. It is all over the place of being salt and light and being the judge and being a participant. And you know, even in the New Testament, I can't go counter to God. If the government tells me, you know, is it who's on the coin, Caesar or God?
Yes, exactly.
God.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to do what God calls us to do, no matter what. And so that's what led to a lot of the civil protests. It led to the pro-life movement, and we've got to do what God calls us to do, but you got to understand what God says. So disciple yourself on the Bible, and then as well as about civics and politics. And there are a lot of groups and resources out there.
Well, Debbie, you bring up, you know, what happened with abortion and, you know, Roe v. Wade being decided differently by the Supreme Court. And this was a result of people of faith. This was a groundswell of people of faith and also people who experienced the horrors of abortion and the lie of abortion, that it was going to be safe and rare and legal. And, you know, and just because they say it's legal, it doesn't make it so when it collides with your conscience and the morality of God, right?
Oh, completely. And, you know, if you watch the way the language has changed, it you know, started with being rare and safe, and now it's up to birth and all situations, and now it's my right, and you're taking my freedoms. And we've got to pay attention to the language.
Without a doubt. We've got to go to break. More from Debbie after this. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Promise 19. 15 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent. I'm Bill Martinez. Debbie Withnow, the president of iVoter Guide, a division of American Family Association Action, continues with us. Debbie, as you were saying, the big lie of abortion is resulted in the death of, they still stick on this, 60 million number, but when you count abortifacients, you've got to add to it. So, we're probably looking upwards of 100 million babies that have been murdered. And this has been, this has been a painful, disaster in reality for, families, for women and an increasing number of men who realize that they've participated in the murder of their children.
And it's gotten almost more depraved as in the recent years with chemical abortions. Women who can get on a YouTube or a Zoom meeting with a doctor who hasn't even seen them, will give them a prescription, and then they take medicine and abort at home. Just the horrific experience that's going on, and all for the language of, your freedom and your right and your body. And it's taking a life. Every life is precious. So the more I learn about how that slippery slope really has slipped down, I'm just disgusted. And there's so many ways that we can try to protect life. And ballot measures is something that's going to be a big thing in 2024 for life. Or as we've seen, there have been 7 states that have literally legalized abortion up to birth through ballot measures. And it's a disinformation. We've got to get the truth out to voters, especially Christian voters.
Yeah, and what are we guilty of? We're guilty of preserving life, and life not only for the child, but for the mother. We know, from the data, as hard as it is to find out, that women who have participated in abortions, in many cases, I think over half of them have participated in multiple abortions. They are dealing with some mental issues. There's been suicide that has accompanied their decision. This big lie that it's just a fetus and it's meaningless is a huge lie. And meanwhile, you have women who are out there whose hearts are broken and dealing with this. But, and when we say this, I want to say right on the heels, and I know you feel the same way, Debbie, is that, God is not, we're all sinners. We've all made mistakes. God is big enough to, take you back in and to forgive you. And don't buy into that additional lie that says that what you've done is unforgivable.
Amen. And Satan uses all of those weaknesses. And that's why suicide and depression can happen to those women who've gone through abortions. And God's the healer. And truth cleanses the sins. And
exactly.
Truth. So, you just go to God, seek forgiveness, and then move into the light, and then be salt and light.
Exactly, because the fact of the matter is that when it comes to, our morality, what comes up to what's on the ballot this time around, this is significant, Debbie. We say every election season is the most critical, and that what is hanging in the balance here. Certainly, this is a temporal perspective. God never intended for the United States of America to live on to eternity. We know that in all things that are governmental, there's a beginning and an end. And there's only one government that will last and reign through the millennia and forever with the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. But meanwhile, while we're here, and for a time such as this, we have a critical responsibility for ourselves and our families and our country, and dare I say even the world, because of the influence that America has traditionally held over the world over these years, right?
Oh, exactly. We are the shining city on a hill. That's the example. Why do you think people want to come here, legally or illegally? It's because of the opportunity, because of the light and opportunities that America offers to people. And there's going to be issues, not just at president, but there's states and the direction that those states take. There's ballot measures that are going to be on the ballot. There's school boards that are going to be on the ballot because they determine what your kids get taught. Part of what's happened is not just churches teaching, but children being indoctrinated to some of this cultural change. And just we've got to participate at all levels. And that's why iVoter Guide has expanded into researching more more races and more states and going further down the ballot, because information is critical to make that difference.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, look at what's happening. We're finding out in the courts and how the courts have been compromised, and they are abandoning our values. And I know it's hard. It's hard to vet judges. They're very good at being evasive, and it's hard to tell what they're going to do until they get into office. And unfortunately, in some of these cases, their reign, and I would say a reign of terror, you know, can continue a lot longer than we realize. But this is why even vetting judges and understanding that knowledge is power, and that we need to be we need to be good stewards of that vote, and we need to be good stewards of our government to make sure that it's producing on its promise.
Well, and just as you talked about judges, that is why iVoter Guide started researching judges that are on the ballot. So those ones at state Supreme Court level in any of the states will be go down ballot. So I think it's 32 states this year has either the Supreme Court in the state or the Court of Criminal Appeals in that state where the judges will be on the ballot. And we are researching and reading the rulings. We've got law students and law lawyers looking at not only how the sitting judges have ruled, but trying to dig even deeper to look at their worldview, because we have a document on the 10 principles of a constitutional jurist, and we research and evaluate those judges that are going to be on the ballot at iVoter Guide. But AFA Action has another division that's researching judges to be nominated for those appointments, like the Supreme Court or federal courts that sit there and they don't get on the ballot. So it's really important to look at what they do, our whole philosophy, what they do, not what they say they're going to do, because, you know, candidates, even judges, they know what it what you want to hear to give them their vote, but looking at what they've done is what really tells the difference.
Well, I would encourage our audience to check out this link at stream.org / why should I vote? This goes head to head with the situation, because we know that in the churches today, about 50% of churchgoers will, you know, will register to vote. And of that 50, only 50 of that will actually vote. So the numbers are really diminished. Imagine if we came together and voted and participated in our civil government. Dare I say, I don't think the Democrats could cheat enough.
I agree. And those numbers are for a presidential general election. If you start looking at party primaries or local elections, it's 1 in 10 or 1 in 20 who vote.
Wow.
So if you really want to make a difference, if you want to multiply your impact, you need to get educated and vote in the primaries, vote in the special elections, vote in your local elections, because those are just as important as that once every 4 year presidential election.
And please know, iVoter Guide's dedicated to equipping, as you can gather here in our conversation with Debbie Withnow, the president of iVoter Guide, it's dedicated to equipping Americans to be informed, educated voters. This is what you want to be, right?
Amen. Yes. So go to iVoterGuide.com. It's designed for you to enter your voting address, so your address that you registered to vote with, and then we will show you the races and the candidates that are on your ballot. We'll do all the research is there, but not only do we research candidates and who they gave money to, who gave money to them, if they've held office, how have they voted on legislation. So we have scorecards from different organizations, both from the left and the right. We've got their endorsements. Every candidate gets the opportunity to answer our questionnaire that includes not just political issues or topics, but also worldview. We're looking at their spiritual values. We're trying to, because that's a better gleaning of how they're going to vote. And then we have an army of volunteers who look at all of that data. They read through the candidate's website, their social media. They do some internet searches. And then we assign a rating. So we have this gas gauge that shows where that candidate lands on the political spectrum, from verified liberal to verified conservative. But all the data is there for yourself. So check it out. Go to iVoterGuide.com.
Debbie Withnow, president of iVoter Guide. Thank you, Debbie. Take care. God bless.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
News update. A massive response is underway after a bridge collapse in Baltimore with cars in the water. Dave Collins has the update.
The U.S. Coast Guard, Baltimore Fire and Police, and a number of other state agencies are responding after a container ship struck the Francis Scott Key Bridge. The incident is being treated as a mass casualty event. The Maryland Transportation Authority says all lanes are closed in both directions. I'm Dave Collins.
Earlier plans to host a delegation from Israel in Washington are now on ice. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called off the visit in protest of a new U.S.-backed resolution for a ceasefire in Gaza. A statement from Netanyahu's office said the United States' decision harms attempts to free hostages. The resolution that passed Monday at the UN calls for a ceasefire through the rest of Ramadan. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Welcome back. 20 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Ronna McDaniel is, I guess, trying to do a little bit of damage control or maybe positioning control, now that she's, can let it fly, I guess, and say what's always been on her heart and why she needed to no longer be the head of the RNC. She's made it clear. And, again, maybe it's just to kind of quell some of the, disturbing forces at NBC. Because they had hired her, and Jen Psaki and Morning Joe and all these guys were going crazy. But anyway, what she recently said is that that people who violently attacked Capitol Hill police officers and attacked the Capitol should be held accountable, and that in the 2020 presidential election, President Joe Biden won fair and square, quote unquote. This is what she's saying. With us right now with an update, speaking of January 6th, is my good friend Jake Lang, live from the D.C. Gulag. He's talking to us via the phone, of course. Jake, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Bill, God bless you, brother. It's quite the journey we've been on, man, but we're coming out the other side stronger, and I think that this fight is nearly at its finish line.
Well, we keep praying for light at the end of the tunnel and not, and truly to be a light and not a train coming in your direction. But, I'm reminded and have been reminded again, especially this Holy Week, Jake, and I know being a man of faith that you are, is that God's promises that all things work together for good. As tragic of an experience that you've gone through, the 300 plus days now that that you've been incarcerated there in the D.C. gulag, you and others, because of January the 6th. My prayer is that you would realize the good of it all. And good has a way, and God has a way of, when he means good, and redeeming that which, you know, the locusts have eaten. You know, like in the story of Job, you end up back with twice as much as you originally had. And my prayer is that for you and for all the J6ers, that they would realize you know, God's promises.
Of course. Well, we stand firm. You know, the word that goes forth from God's mouth never returns to him void. And
exactly.
Even if it takes a few years, right now, currently, Bill, it's 3 years and 3 months. And just next week will be my fourth birthday in the gulag without a trial. So if you have patience and you trust in God, it may take a little time to manifest sometimes, and sometimes it's immediate. But right now, we've been waiting on God's promises to deliver those. He never lets the righteous man's son beg bread, and he's not going to let his son and his daughter, all of the Jan Sixers, all the faith-fulfilled Jan Sixers, beg bread and sit in captivity. He will deliver us, and so I'm standing on that. And the news that we've had come out in March has been the single biggest month, with Donald Trump claiming, you know, on Truth Social that he's going to, the first act as president, he's going to drill, baby, drill, close the borders and free the Jan Sixers. That was, you know, written down in ink and paper, a promise to us that he's going to pardon us. And that's huge. And we've had, you know, all of this other stuff come out with Liz Cheney saying, you know, purposely hiding from the January 6th Select Committee evidence of Donald Trump wanting the National Guard there, and the CIA being involved in January 6th just came out this month. And it just seems like it's just a cascading waterfall of truth landing on these people, and their entire narrative is just buckling underneath them.
Jake, of course, you've been living it along with the other J6ers behind the bars, and it's so clear for you. You see the empirical evidence. You've lived it out. You've experienced it, but yet it has been slow to get out to most Americans. I mean, we got, you know, unfortunately, we got a country that is divided, and the country that is divided, that is for freedom, needs to really mount up its forces, because on the left, they've got the social media oligarchs. You've got the news media. You've got the Justice Department. The odds have been stacked against you, against Donald Trump, and that is really obvious. And I think that the J6ers can be thankful for all the suffering and the pain that Donald Trump has been enduring, because he's not only done it on behalf of you and freedom and our great country, but I would dare say, you know, the 50% of the country that is for freedom and for a true democratic republic, not just lip service type of democratic republic, which Joe Biden and the left like to spout, because they say democratic republic with their lips, but with their actions, they execute just the opposite, don't they?
Well, of course, these oligarchs that are parading themselves to be Democrats that are all bought and paid for, their reign of terror is coming to an end. I hope real Democrats come back to the scene. My grandpa, who is a Korean War veteran, was a real Democrat, you know, a JFK Democrat, hardened man, you know, a farmer and a plumber his whole life. And I'm just sick and tired of seeing Satanists and Marxists parade themselves around and usurp the Democrat Party, because we used to have a beautiful public discourse in this country, Bill. We used to have healthy back and forth conversations, and things did progress, but we progress now, and we're trying to over progress. We need to conserve what we have and make America great again. This is tyranny, and too much progressivism is just absolute insanity. This liberal agenda to indoctrinate all of our children is going to make the next generation so perverted and so un-American that it'll make this society untenable. We have to save what we have in America, which is our constitutional liberties and the righteousness to live in liberty, because if you have too much liberty and you have no righteousness, you see what happens, Sodom and Gomorrah.
Right, exactly. Well, you know, look what's happened. I mean, Peter Navarro now is behind bars, and for what? You know, because he refused to participate in this sham of a committee hearing that broke the law, as you said, Liz Cheney and others, the chair of the Jan 6 committee, with them destroying evidence. I mean, how is that not some form of obstruction? I mean, those materials, which the taxpayer paid for, all the evidence and research and everything, belongs to the taxpayers. It doesn't belong to a chairman or some other staff member who can at will destroy this evidence. I mean, all that evidence has been gone. I know some of it has been retrieved, but yet for them to even do this, I mean, you know, this is typical of the Democratic Party. You know, Hillary Clinton got away with it. You know, Joe Biden is getting away with it because of his lack of, you know, some consciousness and mental acuity. You know, this is just, you know, this has to stop. Because, you know, God is clear in terms of his standards, and we're violating those standards. And something's going to come to a head here where either if the people do not take charge, Jake, and straighten the ship out, then, you know, it may take, you know, the second coming, which we're all waiting for anyway.
Amen. You know, it's a very hard thing to balance as a Christian, wanting this, you know, age of prosperity and this age of, you know, American excellence and freedom and liberty here, but also knowing that the Bible tells us in the end times will be an age of tyranny and an age of despair. And so, you know, you have to juggle these things, knowing that we want, obviously, goodness for America and goodness for the next generation, freedom and love of country and love of liberty and righteousness. But at the same time, the Bible tells us in the end time, the hearts of men will grow cold and there will be wars and rumors of wars. And so we balance these two realities that we're living in, and God will work it out for us. We don't know exactly when the end's coming, but the signs and the seasons are telling us just next week we're going to have a total eclipse. The signs are in the heavens, Bill.
Yeah, they are. Well, Jake Lang, I know that we've got to disconnect for a moment, and then we'll reconnect for the final 12 minutes together as we continue to talk. And I want to hear some stories of the J6ers there that you're relating with, and to give us an update as to what's going on there in the gulag. More from Jake Lang on the other side of the break, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Bill Martinez. We're coming on 18 minutes before the top of the hour. Stay with us.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581.
800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, along with Jake Lang, who's talking to us live from the D.C. Gulag. Jake, share some stories with us. I mean, here we are. You're on the verge. Your birthday coming up next month. This will be the fourth birthday behind bars, and you've kind of been held in suspended animation there. No court date still. We're hoping that there's light at the end of the tunnel, and we may end up having, you know, to wait for Donald Trump to be brought back to the Oval Office before justice can be realized on your behalf and those others involved in January 6th, right?
Yes, this is one of these times in history where, I guess, the cream is rising to the top, right? We're seeing the strength and the resilience of my January 6 brothers is becoming more of a symbol of hope and freedom than what they wanted us to become, which was a symbol of fear, right? The
yes.
reason why the federal prosecutors and the DOJ came so hard after the January 6ers to smack us down was lest anybody else ever stand up against, you know, tyranny ever again. And
exactly.
They tried to turn us to a byword of scorn. And, you know, I don't want to end up like those guys. I'll just rather, you know, sit and eat my TV dinner and, you know, take the COVID vaccine. And so, the resilience that we've shown has been straight from God's spirit. It's been really just a process of rooting out, good from evil and separating the sheep from the goats. And I'm glad to be a January 6th patriot. You know, it's definitely horrible being separated from my family and not being able to serve my community. But this, God's used this for a greater purpose. And, you know, we're fighting in the Supreme Court also next month, Bill. April 16th, the 1512 obstruction of Congress charge goes to Supreme Court, which has obviously direct ties to Donald Trump. He's been charged with that ridiculously political statute as well. And we, we're being used by God now to protect, you know, Donald Trump, as far as if we win in Supreme Court, his most serious criminal charge gets knocked right off him, and right. It creates the atmosphere where the criminal charges start disintegrating against Trump. Their cases are going to start folding. Mark my words, after April 16th, all of this nonsense witch hunt stuff about Donald Trump's going to start disintegrating more and more and more.
Mm-hmm. Well, and hopefully the truth of January 6th comes out. I mean, what has happened clearly with FBI insurgents involved now, clearly, even though Christopher Wray says he can't comment on it, but it's clear. I mean, you have to be an absolute idiot to not know by now that the FBI and the government was highly involved, even in the planning of what happened on January 6th. This was a setup, is the way it looks like to me. So, you know, the mainstream media has hijacked the story. They've come up with their make-believe narrative that holds you guys behind bars and justifies these ridiculous sentences that are being handed down, you know, by these federal judges in Washington, D.C. What do you have to say, Jake, in terms of, you know, clearing up the narrative? You know, why did you go there on January the 6th? And you and other J6ers, you know, the men that you're incarcerated with, I got to imagine, for the most part, the story is probably pretty similar. And this is just, you know, us talking. This is without the media being involved or the FBI covering their rear ends or trying to, you know, gain some sort of recognition or some type of award or something like what they did in, you know, rigging that deal in kidnapping, you know, the governor of Michigan. What do you say about that, Jake?
2024 election is so fragile, and we need to be on our P's and Q's completely as a country. We have lawyers, I don't know, this is another piece of breaking news. We have attorneys, election integrity, and January 6th attorneys now, Bill, that are being arrested. And
yes.
Stephanie Lambert is an attorney from Michigan, and she's been working on the Michigan audits and fighting hard for Patrick Byrne and the movement there to expose Dominion for its incredible fraud it's done against the American people. And now our whistleblowers, our attorneys, everybody's on the line. They arrested her last week, and they put her in leg shackles, leg irons, inside a courtroom in D.C. jail. And so it's unbelievable. We're fighting in unrestricted warfare. They have no honor code. There is nothing sacred to them. And they will arrest your lawyers. They will arrest your family. They will go after the people that you love most to keep you silent and to keep their sham up, which is stealing elections from the American people to retain power in the swamp.
Mm-hmm. But again, your story, and which I believe, you know, you and I have talked with other J6ers, and there seems to be a consistent thread and a narrative that needs to be cleared up. Not the narrative from the media, but the narrative from the J6 gulag, so to speak. What is the whole truth and nothing but, as best you know, and you can relate to us about January the 6th, and why you came to the Capitol on that day?
The original election integrity protesters, right? We were the ones that showed up and said, heck no, we won't go. It was a peaceful protest full of God's love. There were pastors everywhere singing hymns and praying over people, people waving American flags. Nobody showed up armed, and, you know, a good old Trump crowd of 500,000 people, pretty much 95% of them have guns at their homes. And so we showed up with peace and peaceful intentions, with peace of God in our hearts, and we were set up by the American government, by the Democrats more specifically, in order to use us as a race tag fire,
right?
To steal the election and have the perfect cover up. It was a complete setup, and four Americans, unarmed Americans, brave people, lost their life that day, standing up against tyranny, peacefully protesting, and were murdered. And this is a reality that we have to face, that the American government the federal government, more specifically the federal government, will institute an orchestrated plan against the people, even unto killing them and injuring and maiming hundreds of them in order to retain power in their little boys club, you know, the country club, so to speak. And so we were set up, we were brutalized, we were murdered, and we were imprisoned afterwards. And we were living through a situation that is, it's almost stranger than fiction. And
yeah, it has to be. I mean, Jake, you've had congressmen, you know, Louis Gohmert, Marjorie Taylor Greene, a list of others, maybe a dozen congressmen and women who have gone to the D.C. Gulag trying to gain entrance. And it's got to be shocking when you realize that even our national, our federal representatives have a hard time gaining access and finding out information about how you guys are being mistreated.
Well, of course. I mean, that's the point, right? You know, they locked us up and they really tried to put the full weight of their powers of confinement against us in order to break us, right? It was psychological warfare tactic used on prisoners of war so that they can get as many people to just break rank and throw Trump under the bus. It was pure political tactics. They're willing to torture human beings, solitary confinement, no hygiene or haircuts, no sunlight, no religious services, no family visitation, all the stuff I had to go through for years in order to get as many people to break rank and throw Trump under the bus so that they could parade them around as, look, Trump set up January 6th. It was Trump. He's the leader of an insurrection. And it was a psychological manipulation tactic in order to,
exactly,
to completely coerce people into plea deals and into throwing Trump under the bus. Like I said, there's nothing sacred or honorable about these people, and they will torture, they will kill, they will maim, they will do whatever it takes. Steal, kill, and destroy. The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And that's what these people are possessed by.
And again, what America is reconciling here is we're hearing your story of how you're deprived of just the basics. But yet we bend over backwards for prisoners, terrorists, and Gitmo, making sure that they get the proper prescribed food.
Oh, and the migrants.
Right, and the migrants, too. It goes on down that everybody is accommodated except for American citizens who are
veterans and all of your Semper Fi brothers. I mean, it's like 50% of the Jan Sixers I've been locked up with are servicemen to this country and women. And it's so heinous. And the tears that I've seen them cry are a very special hurt tear when they're given their life to serve this country.
And this is how they're thanked. Worse than Vietnam veterans coming back from being in country to defend the cause that they were told that they must do. And here you have veterans who fought for our Constitution, who took the pledge that never expires, that they will defend this country against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And that does not. That is a oath. That is a promise that never expires. And I don't blame them for being heartbroken. I'm heartbroken with them just thinking about, you know, what it must be like, because here they are. They're going, well, this is my country. And this is the way I'm being treated. Yes, a total betrayal. You're exactly right. Yeah, this is this is absolutely heartbreaking. Well, let them know, Jake, please, that we're standing in solidarity with them. Though on the outside, we are with them 100%. And whatever else we can do, you know, to make sure everybody's aware. And this is why I'm so grateful, Jake, that you're so faithful to always want to come on the show here and update us with what's going on there with all the J6ers. Take care, my friend. Happy Easter to you, okay?
Thank you.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it.
My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you know someone with a drug?